Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hello, and welcome to Trash Talk with TK. I'm your host, TK Tom Kelly, as we're doing the day after Eagles-Packers reaction podcast. Eagles advance the divisional round of the NFC playoffs. They beat the Packers yesterday at the Link, 22-10. A lot to dive into from this game, and a lot to react to. On the positive side, and the concerning side, following this one. But the most important thing is that the Eagles are playing a game next week. They find a way to win. They gut it out at home. And the game didn't necessarily go how I expected it to go. I thought this would be a struggle. I thought it would be a tight game. But the thing I was most concerned about was the Eagles getting off to a slow start, Packers getting off to a fast start. That's kind of been the trend of these two teams throughout the course of the season, and it was the exact opposite. Eagles get a big play on special teams to start the game. They get a touchdown. They go up 7-0 in the first 2 minutes of the game. They go up 10-0 late in the first quarter, and you're cruising here. Ultimately, things get a little dicey. Offense gets stagnant, but the Eagles win the game. And the first thing that we need to get into here, and we'll talk about the offense. I know as much of this year has gone on, the offense has been where a lot of the conversation has been focused because that's where a lot of your money is spent. And hey, the concerns in the passing game remain there. But you got to start with this defense. And another defensive masterpiece by the Eagles and Vic Fangio yesterday. And I mean, this is a defensive football team. I think we've seen that as the season's gone on. And what they did to Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur, and the Packers yesterday was incredible. And it's at the point where it's almost like they're matchup proof. It does feel like they're matchup proof. Where anytime you think this defense is going into a spot where they're going to struggle, where it's a difficult matchup, they pass that test with flying colors. And I thought they'd struggle a little bit yesterday. I thought the Packers would get into like the low 20s. Eagles end up scoring 22 points. That was my prediction for the Packers in this game. I had the Eagles winning this game 27-22. But whether it's Baltimore earlier in the year or the Rams, this defense finds a way to completely shut opposing offenses down. They forced 3 turnovers yesterday. Obviously get a 4th on special teams with the opening kickoff fumble of the game. And just an incredible effort all the way around. So much of it starts up front. The defensive line, once again, just not giving Jordan Love a lot of time. As the game went on, Jordan Love did have a little more time back there in the pocket to throw. But in the first half, that Packers offense was able to do very little. And I look at a guy like Nolan Smith especially, who after last year, a lot of people were ready to write off. And he had a very underwhelming rookie season, first-round pick. And you don't always view him that way because he was the second pick the Eagles had in the first round that year. Obviously, they take Jalen Carter in the top 10. But Nolan Smith has been massive for this team. After losing Brandon Graham in Los Angeles, that was a massive concern as far as where the Eagles going to get pressure from, who is going to be able to rush the passer from that edge spot. And Nolan Smith played a hell of a game yesterday. Had a big sack on Jordan Love in the first half, continually gets pressure, and he's become a guy you can really rely on. You look on the interior. It's very difficult to run the ball on this defense. Now, again, that's a really good running game the Packers have. Josh Jacobs got going a little bit as this game went on, but early on, able to get very little. And, you know, Jalen Carter, you know he's a force up front. I think not only one of the most underrated players on this team, but one of the most underrated players in all of football is Milton Williams. I mean, if you just watch Milton Williams play in, play out, that guy is getting in the backfield. He's beating the guy across from him, forcing penalties, forced the big holding penalty on the Packers yesterday. And he's a guy who you look toward the offseason, and obviously a lot of time to go, hopefully, before we have to ask these questions. But maybe a guy who the Eagles aren't going to be able to retain. I think Milton Williams is going to get paid big time this offseason, and he was a force yesterday. You look at the linebackers. Zach Bond, once again, huge interception from Zach Bond all over the place. Now, the one negative on the defensive side, obviously, you lose N'Kobe Dean. He's done for the year with a knee injury, and that's a crushing blow. I mean, N'Kobe Dean, another guy who's similar to Nolan Smith, kind of written off after the first 2 years of his career. And, hey, I was one of them. I thought N'Kobe Dean, watching the first 2 years, I didn't think he was big enough. I thought he was undersized for the position, really good college player, didn't think that he had the body type to be a starting middle linebacker at this level. And N'Kobe Dean has had a phenomenal year, has become a real big part of this defense, and you could see it yesterday. I mean, when N'Kobe Dean went out of the game is when the Packers started to have success specifically in the running game. Now, I mean, I do think Oren Burks is a nice reserve linebacker. He's a good guy to have, you know, sitting around where he can step in, take over a lot of those snaps, take over that N'Kobe Dean role. But it's a big loss, man. And that's the one negative from a defensive standpoint yesterday. But again, the secondary, they had some trouble at times. I mean, Quinyon Mitchell, and I think this more speaks to the fact that Quinyon Mitchell has been so great this year, because it's not like he had an awful game or anything. But it's to the point where you're surprised if he gives up any plays. And he did give up a couple plays yesterday, had a critical pass interference penalty, which set the Packers up in the Eagles' red zone. But overall, the secondary played great. And again, like this is the crazy thing about the defense. They give up 10 points yesterday. They forced 3 turnovers. And I came away from it at the time thinking, you know what, they didn't play as well as they typically play, because they actually missed some tackles yesterday. You usually never see this defense miss tackles. It's one of the most sure tackling defenses we've ever seen, really, since the bye week. And you still only give up 10 points. And that's the thing. And that's why, you know, we'll have the conversation about the offense. And we need to have the conversation about the offense. But regardless of whether the offense improves the passing game or not, whether they're able to get things with Jalen Hurts and those receivers sorted out or not, it really might not matter. Like, the defense might be good enough to carry you to a Super Bowl. And that's my biggest takeaway from that game yesterday, where, you know, we've seen them do it in the regular season. How would that translate to the playoffs? And an unbelievable start for this defense, especially the red zone defense continues to be phenomenal. And much like that week one game against the Packers in Brazil, Green Bay had opportunities. I mean, they got in the red zone multiple times, got in the red zone, what, 2 times, maybe 3 times in the first half of this game. The Eagles forced a couple field goal attempts. McManus misses the one. That was a big gift for the defense. And then hits the other. And then the other one, hey, Brandon Jacobs runs it down to the half-yard line. It's going to be really hard to hold a team out of the end zone when they're starting first and goal from inside the one. But overall, an unbelievable performance from this defense. And you just feel like it doesn't matter whether they play Washington or the Lions, whichever team they end up playing next week, whether it's Minnesota or LA, whatever team they play out of the NFC, if they are able to advance and make it to the Super Bowl, you just feel like no offense is going to carve this defense up. And, you know, I try to contextualize it and think of, like, how does this defense rank with some of the great Eagles defenses we've seen in this town? And right now, I think they're pretty clearly top two. It's probably either this defense or the 2002 defense, and I'd probably take this one. I mean, honestly, you think of that defense. They were outstanding. They were able to kind of hold things together. When Donovan McNabb gets injured, the Eagles are starting Coy Detmer. Eagles are starting A.J. Feely. The defense is able to kind of carry them through that period. You think about the divisional round game, the Eagles' first playoff game that season, where Donovan returns to the playoff game, but the offense isn't right. They're going to go up against the Falcons and Michael Vick. And if you remember, I mean, the Falcons the week prior – they went to Green Bay, and Michael Vick ran all over and carved up that Green Bay defense. And you look at what the Eagles defense was able to do to the Falcons in that game, hold them to 6 points. Eagles went 20-6. Now, they did have the glaring weakness that was the middle linebacker situation. That was exploited by Tampa Bay in the championship game. But ultimately, that's probably the other best Eagles defense I can think of. And this one's probably better. And we'll see how they hold up throughout the course of the playoffs. And obviously, like, if you're looking at matchup-wise, this defense going up against opposing offenses versus that 2002 defense going up against the offenses they went up against, the level of competition, I think, is much more difficult this year. I mean, the NFL is just a different league. It's a much more offensive league. The rules are catered toward the offense. But I just don't see any scenario in which this defense gets carved up. So an outstanding performance from them. Great job by Vic Fangio and great job by those guys on that side of the ball. Now, you look at the offense and, I mean, it's much of the same conversation that we have had throughout the course of this season, where they don't turn the ball over. They do enough to...
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
To win the game, those are obviously good things. I mean, that's what matters, is you can't beat yourself. You got to find a way to win these games, especially in the playoffs. Regular season, we can talk about style points, what you want to see from an offense. In the end of the playoffs, though, all that matters is winning the football game, and you're not beating yourself. And Jalen Hurts specifically deserves credit for cleaning up that area of his game. I mean, in the first four games of the year, that was a massive problem. Is the turnovers, the giving other teams those extra opportunities, beating yourself. And the fact that he has cleaned that stuff up is a massive positive. But when you watch the offense play, it just doesn't look completely right. It looks like something is missing. And, hey, we can have the conversation about whether that is more on Jalen, whether that is more on Kellen Moore. I know Dan Orlovsky put out a video this morning about some of the route concepts and saying, hey, this isn't on Jalen Hurts. Nobody's open. What do you expect them to do with the football? But at some point, I just think we need to recognize that Kellen Moore and Nick Sirianni and the Eagles offense, I think, and this is just my opinion when I'm watching the play, I feel like they're limited by the things that Jalen's able to do. And for example, there was a play yesterday where Jalen dropped back, a straight drop back from under center, made a throw to the outside to Devontae Smith. One of the best offensive plays of the day. It was like an 11-yard completion on second and 10, moved the chains, and continued to drive. That was the first time in Jalen Hurts' career, 5 years, that he had a snap from under center, just a straight drop back, and a throw to the outside. These are things that other quarterbacks in the NFL do all the time, like do with regularity. And the fact that, you know, we're only seeing these certain kind of plays, these certain kind of route concepts, I think the Eagles are limited by the things that Jalen's able to do offensively. And that's why when we talk about last week, him coming back from concussion, and the conversation we had a lot leading up to this game, how much should Jalen run? Should you put him in harm's way? This is why he needs to run. He needs to be a quarterback who demonstrates that threat to the defense. It's not about proving anything to the opponent. You know, and I think that became the conversation when it really shouldn't have been. It's like, oh, well, you know, we don't need to prove that Jalen's okay coming off the concussion. That's not what it's about. It's about being a necessary force in the offense, a necessary part of the offense. Because with Jalen, this is what I don't get, why people are refusing to recognize, is if he does not use his legs, he is not a special player. Like, he is only special because he has that multidimensional threat. And that's not a negative. Like, that's not a knock on Jalen Hurts. That's the case for a lot of quarterbacks. Like, if you took Lamar Jackson's legs away from him and you said he's just going to have to sit back in the pocket and be a strict pocket passer, that would limit his game as well. Same thing for Josh Allen. I mean, you watched the Bills yesterday. Josh Allen runs. It's about giving the defense something else to think about. And when you're already limited by what the quarterback's able to do with his arm, which, again, you can disagree with it if you want. We've seen this stuff consistently over the course of 5 years with multiple different coordinators, whether you're looking at, you know, Doug Peterson, Press Taylor, and then Nick Sirianni, Shane Steichen, the Brian Johnson situation last year, on to Kellen Moore this year. At some point, like, Jalen is the constant. Like, all these other things are variables. All these other pieces are changing. Jalen's the constant. And if we continue to see the same kind of clunkiness and the same kind of, I don't know, basic offense that's been run year after year with the same coaches, at some point you got to recognize it. And it's not a negative, but you need that running element to the game. And I didn't think Jalen ran enough yesterday. I think you need the designed runs in there for him as well, because it opens things up in the passing game. And another thing with Jalen too, and the offense as a whole, and I won't put it just on him. I do think, obviously, being the quarterback, a lot's on him. But, you know, nobody's asking him to be perfect. Because that's one thing I hear a lot is, oh, you want to be perfect, you want to make every play, every quarterback makes mistakes. I get it. And again, the not turning the ball over, that's important and that's very good. But the stretches where this offense does nothing are just too long. It's too frequent. Like, I get making a bad throw. I get having a bad series. I get having two bad series in a row. That happens. But you look at a game like yesterday, the first quarter was good. I thought the offense in the first quarter overall played pretty well. You're able to get the touchdown. You're able to put that ball in after you get the fumble on the opening kickoff. Then I thought the field goal drive at the end of the first quarter was really encouraging. But you got a lot of chances in the second quarter. I think the Eagles had four possessions in the second quarter, including the final one of the half where they get the ball at the Green Bay 45, three timeouts, 36 seconds left. That's plenty of time to get in a field goal range. You're unable to do it. The offense was awful in the second quarter and on that first possession in the third. And we've seen this time and time throughout the course of the year where they just go through these long stretches of the game where they're doing nothing. And it has not burned them yet, thankfully. And as I said at the top with the defense, maybe the defense is good enough where it won't matter and you're just able to find a way to, you know, win these games doing enough offensively, getting the ball to Saquon, and what you get from the passing game is almost a bonus. But I just think eventually you're going to need to have a better offensive game. You're going to need to play more consistent offense. You're going to need to move the ball more efficiently, and you're going to need to score more points. And we know it's possible. Like, we saw the Steelers game. That's a good defense. Eagles were able to move the ball in that game. They were able to score. You know, you saw the Bengals game. You saw the Rams game. They are capable of doing it, and Jalen's capable of doing it. I just think the inconsistencies are really frustrating. And ultimately, if they're going to win at all, I do think the offense is going to need to be better. I do. I think they're going to need to ultimately perform better in these moments than they have and than they did yesterday. I think if you play that way next week against the Minnesota Vikings, you could very well be going home. And I worry about that matchup. That's why, you know, you look ahead to this game tonight, I'm really rooting for the Rams. I think the Rams are a much better matchup for the Eagles. We saw the Eagles beat Los Angeles, about 6 weeks ago on Sunday Night Football. And I worry about that matchup of this Eagles offense going up against that Minnesota defense. Because Brian Flores is one of the best defensive coordinators in the game. I've seen people pointing out, well, hey, that Packers defense was a top five defense. You think that Packers defense is good? Look at the problems you're going to see from that Minnesota defense next week, because that is, I'd say, aside from the Eagles defense, the best defense in the NFC. They are one of the best defenses in football. Brian Flores, like Todd Bowles, who has given Jalen problems in the past, is a veteran defensive mind, a really smart defensive mind, and he's going to send the kitchen sink at Jalen. That's one thing I saw yesterday that I think was pretty clear. The Eagles really struggled against the blitz. Again, not all on Jalen. A couple of those drives, they had protection breakdowns. There were some issues up front, but there are also those other times where Jalen does have time to throw the ball. And if nobody's open, fine. You got to break the pocket. You got to run. You got to throw it away. You can't just sit back there. And again, the first drive of the third quarter, he sits back there for 5-6 seconds, takes a sack. That kind of stuff is unacceptable. And great, it's not, you know, resulting in a turnover, but those are the kind of things that are going to get you beat. So ultimately, I was underwhelmed by the offensive performance, and I do think they need to play better. But the Eagles get the win. A huge victory, and as I said, I hope that the Rams are the opponent. I think the Rams are the much better matchup. I don't have really any concerns if it is the Rams. I think the Eagles beat them. I think the Eagles beat them by double digits. They beat them 37-20 in LA a few weeks ago. I don't see that game going a lot differently. That Rams defense is not that good. Saquon ran for 255 yards in that game. I think Saquon would have a field day again, and I think the Eagles would have an easy go of it with the Rams. Vikings, I think, is a different story. I think that would be a real defensive football game. That Vikings defense is good. Now, I think the Eagles defense would give that Minnesota offense a lot of problems. We saw Sam Darnold in his, you know, first real big game of the year against Detroit come up small. I think the Eagles defense could give him problems, but hey, those weapons are scary. I mean, Justin Jefferson is a game-breaking, game-changing player. So hey, I'm really rooting for the Rams tonight. I think they're a much better matchup. And then when you look around the NFL wild card weekend, let's face it, not a great wild card weekend. The game Saturday, Justin Herbert, absolute choke job. Texans win that one. They're moving on to take on the Chiefs. Ravens blow out the Steelers. Steelers, they were a dead team walking at the end of the season. Bills blow out the Broncos. Broncos had a nice season, but no match for the Bills there. And then last night, a phenomenal game between the Bucks and the Commanders. And that was my biggest takeaway from that one. Man, Jaden Daniels is going to be a pain in the ass to deal with for the next 10 years. That kid is a player. He played a tremendous football game last night. That drive to put Washington in field goal range to win it was ultra impressive for a guy in his first playoff game. And hey, this is a guy who has that clutch gene. And again, to the point about using their legs, Jaden Daniels is another guy that goes in that category where, you know, he's got to use his legs as well to be reach his full level of effectiveness. So those games are in the books. Rams, Vikings tonight, rooting for the Rams. Unfortunately, I do think the Vikings probably get it done in a close game. And you look ahead to next week, you got the Texans and Chiefs next Saturday in the early game. Think the Chiefs take care of business in that one. Lions, Commanders next Saturday night is going to be great. I think that's going to be a high scoring game. Not totally sure on a prediction yet. Leaning Lions, but that should be a fun one. And then the 6:30 game is going to be phenomenal next week. Obviously, you'll have the Eagles playing whoever wins tonight at 3 o'clock. And that Ravens-Bills game is going to be awesome. Just like last year, you knew in this divisional round that 6:30 Sunday game was Chiefs at Bills. You knew that was going to be a great game, lived up to the hype. This one is going to be awesome with Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, probably the two MVP frontrunners in the NFL. Can't wait to watch that one. Hopefully, we're watching that game after an Eagles victory and celebrating an Eagles trip to the NFC Championship game. But that'll be it for me for Trash Talk with TK. I will be back with you on WIP tomorrow night. I'll be on WIP tomorrow night from 7 to 10. We'll also be back on Thursday night and Friday night this week before being back on with Al Morgani Sunday morning. We will get you ready for the Eagles divisional round playoff game on Sunday morning when we're back on before that. So thank you for listening to Trash Talk with TK. Talk to you tomorrow night on WIP.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.